Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Lamed Tes, the fourth Perek Beis Shammai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the previous Daf, Rav Papa said that the three latter matanos of a chatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which the blood spattered. He offered proof from a mission which states that if blood of a chatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbech, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min haruy lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the horn, meaning the last three matanos, does require a kibbutz. However, the Gemara objects that a similar inference should be made from yesod, that blood fit for the yesod, meaning shirayim, should require a kibbutz, which it does not. This question is discussed at length and ultimately stands. Ravina answers by distinguishing between the two terms, meaning keren mamish from the horn means literally blood taken from the keren itself, and implies that blood fit for the keren, the last three matanos, would not require kibbutz, as Rav Papa said. However, min ha-yesod means even that which is fit for the yesod, meaning the shirayim. He explains that min ha-keren cannot include blood fit for the keren, because then it would be unnecessary to teach that blood fit for the yesod does not require kibbutz. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis taught that all matanos v'chatos, which are applied to the mizbach ha-pnimi, are ma'akev. A brisa derives these from extra words in the pasuk about parlam davar shel tzibur. The word chatas teaches elu se'irei avodas chochavim. These are the goats brought as a chatas for communal idolatry resulting from a mistaken ruling, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas on the mizbach ha-pnimi and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Sirei Ragaim and Sirei Osh Chodesh, meaning goats brought for the Musav on these days, to also be Chatos Pinimios, because the word lo for it excludes them. The Brice explains how it was known to include the Sirei Avodah Zorah and exclude the others. Marba Anias Eilu Shemachab Melaver's Mitzvah Yedua, I include these, Sirei Avodah Zorah, which atone for known transgressions of a mitzvah, similar to the Parlam Davar, and exclude the other Seirim, which do not atone for known transgressions, but for unknown Tumah transgressions in the Migdash. And point number three, after deriving from extra words that all hazos, sprinklings of chatos penimios are ma'akev, the Brice said darshans v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching afu pishul samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it should be forgiven for them, teaching afu pishul nasin shirayim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the yesod. The Brice explains how it was known to invalidate a carbon missing hazos, but validate a carbon missing smicha or shirayim. Posol ani b'hazos shma'akvos b'kol makom. I invalidate the carbon where sprinklings were omitted because they are essential in all their places. Umaksha ani b'smicha b'shirayim she'en ma'akvos b'kol makom. And I validate the carbon where smicha or pouring the remnants was omitted because they're not essential in all other places. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav Papa said that the three latter matanos v'chatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood spattered. He offered proof from a mission which states that if blood of a chatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbech, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min haruy lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the horn, meaning the last three matanos, does require a kibbutz. However, the Gemara objects that a similar inference should be made from yesod, that blood fit for the yesod, meaning shirayim, should require a kibbutz, which it does not. This question is discussed at length and ultimately stands. Ravina answers by distinguishing between the two terms, meaning keren mamish from the horn means literally blood taken from the keren itself, and implies that blood fit for the keren, the last three matanos, would not require kibbutz, as Rav Papa said. However, min ha-yesod means even that which is fit for the yesod, meaning the shirayim. He explains that min ha-keren cannot include blood fit for the keren, because then it would be unnecessary to teach that blood fit for the yesod does not require kibbutz. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis taught that all matanos v'chatos, which are applied to the mizbach ha-pnimi, are ma'akev. A brisa derives these from extra words in the pasuk about parlam davar shel tzibur. The word chatas teaches elu se'irei avodas chochavim. These are the goats brought as a chatas for communal idolatry resulting from a mistaken ruling, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas on the mizbach ha-pnimi and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Sirei Ragaim and Sirei Osh Chodesh, meaning goats brought for the Musav on these days, to also be Chatos Pinimios, because the word lo for it excludes them. The Brice explains how it was known to include the Siri Avodah Zorah and exclude the others. Marba ani yaseh eilul shemechab mil averas mitzvah yedua. I include these, Siri Avodah Zorah, which atone for known transgressions of a mitzvah, similar to the Parlam Davar, and exclude the other Siirim, which do not atone for known transgressions, but for unknown Tumah transgressions in the Migdash. And point number three, after deriving from extra words that all hazos, sprinklings of chatos penimios, are ma'akev, the Braisa darshans v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching afu pishol samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it should be forgiven for them, teaching afu pishol nasin shirayim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the yasod. The Braisa explains how it was known to invalidate a carbon missing hazos, but validate a carbon missing smicha or shirayim. Poso ani b'hazos shma'akvos b'kol makom. I invalidate the carbon where sprinklings were omitted because they are essential in all their places. Umaksha ani b'smicha b'shirayim she'in ma'akvos b'kol makom. And I validate the carbon where smicha or pouring the remnants was omitted because they're not essential in all other places. All right, so now we get our siman daf lamed tes, and our standard siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The Kohen mailman delivering the three ladder matanos v'chatos that's built on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like the Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do smicha on a chatos pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not ma'akev. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen mailman, not Masmur Adaf, Lamates, letter, mailman. The Kohen mailman delivering the three ladder matanas v'chatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rapapa said that the three ladder matanas v'chatas are subject to kibbutz, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood spattered. He offered proof from a mission which states that if blood of a chatas spattered onto a garment from the keren, the horn, or from the yesod, the base of the mizbeach, it does not require kibbutz. This implies that min harui lekeren, blood which is fit to be placed on the keren, meaning the last three matanos, does require kibbutz. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three ladder matanas v'chatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav Amabes taught that all matanas v'chatos, which are applied to the Mizbach HaPnimi, are ma'akev. A brisa derives this from extra words in the pasuk about the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. The word hachatas teaches, Eu Siri Avodas Kochavim. These are the goats brought as a chatas for communal idolatry, resulting from a mistaken ruling, teaching that they're also chatos pnimios, thus requiring blood matanos before the parochas and on the Mizbach HaPnimi, and burning its meat outside Yerushalayim. We do not include the Siri Regoim and the Siri Rosh Chodesh, meaning the goats brought from the Musav on these days, to also be chatos pnimios, because the word lo for it excludes them. So the Kohen mailman delivering the three ladder matanas v'chatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do smicha on achatas pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not ma'akev, which reminds us, after deriving from extra words that all hazos, the sprinklings of achatos pnimios, are ma'akev, the Braisa darshans v'chiper, and he shall atone for them, teaching afo pishol samach, even if he did not lean on the carbon as required, v'nislach, and it shall be forgiven for them, teaching afo pishol nasin shirayim, even if he did not pour the blood remnants into the yasod. So once again, the Kohen mailman delivering the three ladder matanas v'chatas that spilled on his uniform, which would now require kibbutz, arrived just in time to inform the Kohanim that Siri Rosh Chodesh are not like the Siri Avodah Zorah, which were applied on the Mizbach HaPnimi, while a second Kohen mailman was in such a rush to deliver his mail that he forgot to do smicha on achatas pnimis and was relieved to hear it's not ma'akev. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf lamed hey. So the siman daf lamed hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. As the Zvachim children's choir, that must be more daf lamed hey. La, la, la. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood, up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chochamim who held that blood spilled from the Kli Shaar's Erev Pesach could not be applied to the Mizbeach, why then was the Azara plugged on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, it's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform avoda with soiled bigde kahuna, this was only done when they carried wood to the Mizbech, which is not an avoda. During avoda, they walked on itzveh, raised stones in the Azara floor. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzla zmanu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darko lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the mizbeach, for example, blood or a morim, lechol davar shein darko lechol, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur chutzlas mano or chutzim kamo. The Tana Kama says the carbon remains valid because he didn't have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzlas mano duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was pigel and his little fetus was too, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, pigel bezevach, if one had pigel intent about a carbon, nispagel hashalil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigel and obligates karis for eating it. However, b'shalil, or nispagel hazevach, if he had pigel intent only about the fetus, the carbon does not become pigel because the shalil is not ordinarily eaten. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The Kohen lulav merchant, lulav, that must mean we're a Daf Lamed Vav. The Kohen lulav merchant who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, a manas, laniach es damo emur v'lamachar, intending to leave its blood or emurim until the next day, or latzino chutz, or to take them out of the azara, Rav Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the Chachamim say it is valid. So the Kohen lulav merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim she'im hanichu l'macher she'u pasul, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? Afchishev l'hanichu l'macher pasul, so too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. So the Kohen lulav merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the mizbeach hachitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbeach, shenasim b'matana achas keeper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement even if two were required, l'charchila. Regarding a chatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, af chatas shenasim matana achas keeper, even regarding a chatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the simur Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech laser tag game, laser tag, that must be more Daf Lamed Zayin. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, which reminds us, a brisa had derived from the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech that one matana suffices for kabbanis for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshans is to teach that for bloods which should be applied by Zrika, which a Kohen applied instead by Shvicha, that is Yotze. It answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Kiva that lo Zrika b'chol Shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring. Voshvicha, because zrika and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, it's therefore available to darshan that one matana suffices. So at the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the zrika versus the shvicha teams, where the goal was for the shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maaser Behema and Pesach area, which reminds us, the Gemara said, V'dam Zevechech Yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, that although a pasuk teaches that a Bechor's blood is Nizrak, and its Imurim are burned on the Mizbeach, the source that Maaser Behema and Pesach also require Matan Damim Ve'imurim is V'dam Zevechech Yishafech. So at the Dam Zevechech Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member. One player was able to hit the Matan Damim Ve'imorim target in the Maisa Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai say that two Matanas of blood of a Chatas are Ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mention the word Kranos, horns of the Mizbeach, three times with a plural term, indicating a total of six. Four of these are lemitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one matan is ma'akev because two of the words are written as karnos without a vav and can be read as the singular karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are lemitzvah and only one is ma'akev. Daf Ramen Ches. So the simmer Daf Ramen Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The young kohanim in training using chicken soup. Chicken soup? That must be more on Daf Lamed Ches. The young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, which reminds us we never find blood applications of which half or some are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. So the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a mock, which reminds the Gemara objects about the previous assertion that no blood of matanas are partially above and partially below. It asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbeach, while its matanas are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanas must be in the same place only refers to matanas, which are ma'akev. So the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh Matan Shebachatos, the three last applications of achatos, which are not critical, Ein Baos Belaila, are not brought at night, like ordinary Zrika, Ubaos La'achar Misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical Matana. V'amal Mehen Mechutz Chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to Karis, the punishment for Avoda outside the mikdash, just like for the first Matana. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we have in Malchukas where the din pigo applies when one has intent to eat something not meant to be eaten? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that the Azor was plugged as a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in the blood of Karbanas up to their knees? That's on daf. Lamed Hey. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you in the Ravashi holds, kol shebiyado lahavi dichui? Any dichui which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. That's on Dav. Lamedalit. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you in that smicha and shirayim are not ma'akev for chatas hapnimis? That's on Dav. Lamedes. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you in that shechita ba'ezar and other psulim is valid even l'charchila? That's on Dav. Lamed Beis. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn the source that Siri Avodah Zorah are Chatos Pnimios, but Siri Regalim and Siri Rosh Chodesh are not? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn the Bia B'mixas Shema Bia, that partial entry into the Azara is considered entry? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do you in the Rebuto holds that Machshavas Hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do you discuss how we prove that the three Matanas Vachatas require Kibus? That's on Daf. Lamed Tes. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the last three matanos of achatas, which aren't critical, are not brought at night and cannot be brought outside the mikdash? That's on daf. Lamed Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.